Hong Kong society is deeply divided, and some people have zero trust in the government. Despite the Transport Department's pledges, those who believe the government will continue to believe it, while those who do not will continue their distrust. But having said that, if some people are really worried about leaving behind any traces or their whereabouts for some reason, they can simply turn off Bluetooth on their mobile phones or other devices. Objectively speaking, there is some kind of difference between the installation of traffic detectors on expressways and a large number of smart lampposts in a downtown area. The presence of detectors on thoroughfares is very useful for monitoring the real-time conditions of the road. Imagine some sudden traffic congestion on Lung Chun Road or a section of the Island Eastern Corridor. If the situation can be grasped as soon as possible and a driver is told to make a detour, that would bring convenience to many people. A huge presence of these devices in the inner streets of urban areas, in contrast, will not be too useful, but will instead give rise to privacy concerns easily. No doubt, if the Transport Department can consult the science and technology sector in advance and explore an alternative plan that is inexpensive but of good quality, it can reduce skepticism, and that will be a more ideal practice. There are views the law should be amended so that the idea of a personal device, such as the MAC address of a phone, should be covered by privacy protection. The Office of the Privacy Commissioner for Personal Data can follow up on whether such an amendment is necessary.